It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the Book of Psalms, we are continuing our series on the Book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. This is the teaching on the Book of Psalms, Psalm 100, verse number 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Here we have in Psalm 100 a psalm of praise, a psalm of celebration, a psalm of joy, a psalm that gives reasons to celebrate the Lord, a psalm that gives reasons to be joyful. Verse 1 speaks of making a joyful noise unto the Lord. You'll find this consistent statement also in other psalms, such as Psalm 66, verse 1, Psalm 81, verse 1, Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2, Psalm 98, verses 4 and 6. Consistent admonition to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is worthy of the praise. Verse 1 speaks of all ye lands. This is similar to the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, where Jesus exclaims to all of us to go into all the nations, teaching all the nations about the goodness of the Lord, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here, an admonition to go into all the lands, for all the lands to make a joyful noise. The love of the Lord, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, that individuals may be partakers of everlasting life, forgiven, cleansed, and washed, and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and commission in Matthew 28, and a reason to celebrate the Lord for his redemption, deliverance, goodness, mercy, and grace into all the lands in Psalm 100, verse 1. Verse number 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Here in verse 2, an attitude is given on how to serve the Lord. Individuals that are in the body of Christ, born again, Christians, as part of the invisible church, have the opportunity to change lives, have the opportunity to give individuals the wonderful words of life, that they may be partakers of everlasting life, to share love and joy and deliverance and redemption and mercy and grace to others, to serve by sharing these things with the sick and shut in, to serve by sharing these things with children and the aged, to serve by sharing these things in far-off lands as a missionary, to serve by supporting others and undergirding others and other ministries, that they may go forth and do these things on behalf of the Lord. Serving the Lord with gladness, being glad that we may be partakers of his soldier army, to be used by him. What an honor, what a humbling honor it is to be used by the King of Kings for the furtherance of his kingdom, and we should do it with gladness, with joy, for it is the highest of callings to serve the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches that Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. In other words, as we serve the Lord, serving Him with gladness, we are redeeming an everlasting reward waiting for us in heaven. For Jesus said, "Great is your reward in the kingdom of God." Serving the Lord with gladness, doing things on behalf of the Lord and His kingdom that have everlasting impact, and that will be recognized by the Lord in the kingdom to come. Be encouraged. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Scripture teaches in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." Individuals may not recognize personally what many of us are doing for the kingdom of the Lord, but continue to serve the Lord with gladness, knowing that great is your reward in the kingdom of God. Scripture teaches in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 23 through 24, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 2 states to come before His presence with singing. We in the formal Christian service in the churches, we have praise, we have worship. We come to the service and part of the program is singing, coming before His presence with singing. However, we should personalize this for us, not just singing in the church service, but singing throughout the day in our hearts unto the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 states, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Singing, yes, is in a corporate sense in the church, but it also should be personally in our heart to the Lord as we fellowship with Him and worship and praise Him in our hearts and through our lips. Singing to Him as we go to sleep, that we may worship Him even as we fall asleep, and His presence will come down and reciprocate and abide with us. For Scripture states, when the praises of the Lord go up, His presence, His blessings come down. Personalizing, coming before His presence with singing. Verse number 3, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Here in verse 3, it speaks of God as creator and God as redeemer. Verse 3, "Knowing that He is God," speaks of creator. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. There is no such thing as a self-made man or self-made woman. All glory and honor goes to the Lord, for He is the potter and we are the clay. And we pray that He molds us and shapes us and has His own way. This speaking as creator also reminds us that we were created in the image and likeness of God. We were created to have a relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. And until we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, there will always be an emptiness on the inside where we are searching to reconnect with our Creator. And we want to be prepared in the last days through Jesus Christ, as it says in the book of Amos, to be prepared to meet thy Maker. Verse 3 also speaks of Redeemer, for it says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We become sheep of his pasture, sheep of the great shepherd, by redemption, by salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches there are sheep and there are goats. We are sheep of his pasture, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My sheep know my voice, Scripture states, and know the voice will they follow. John chapter 10, verses 14 through 16, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Many individuals are following the wrong voices out there in the world that are leading them astray to do things that are heinous and wrong in the Lord's eyesight because they do not know the shepherd and they're following the wrong voice. Jesus Christ loves us and he desires to be the shepherd of the sheep. And he invites those today listening by the sound of my voice who may not know the Lord Jesus Christ or who may have wandered away from his loving kindness to be reconciled back to him through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Here we see in verse 4 an approach to the Lord, an approach to pray, entering to his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, being thankful unto him, blessing his name. We ought to enter into prayer, not beginning to ask what we want from the Lord, but enter into prayer with a heart of thanksgiving and with lips of praise. We enter into prayer, thanking him for who he is, his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his loving kindness. We begin to praise him, thank him, and as a result, afterwards, we begin to move into his presence, and then we begin to ask from our Heavenly Father the things that we as his children need. Many individuals have the opposite approach to where they begin to pray as they open their mouth. Lord, my name is Jimmy. What you gonna give me? We ought not to have that kind of prayer to where our hand is always sticking out, asking God for things. But here in verse 4, we're entering in, thanking him and praising him before we begin to ask him from our petitions what we desire. This is an approach of love. This is an approach of appreciation. This is an approach to where we're thankful. Being thankful in verse 4 is spoken twice for a reason. For individuals, as by nature, are very unthankful as time goes on, and we begin to take the Lord for granted instead of always being thankful, always remembering where he brought us from, always remembering that if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be right now? Scripture here in verse 4 is encouraging us to always maintain an attitude of gratitude, being thankful, being appreciative, and coming into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. Verse number 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Here in verse 5, yet another reason to give God the praise, yet another reason to be joyful in this psalm. It states that the Lord is good. He's a good God, a merciful God, a kind God. And even though there are evil things happening in this world being caused by the enemy, by the devil and his minions, and being caused by the unhealthy and evil choices of men, God often gets the blame. But scripture here reminds us he is good. James chapter 1 states that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, cometh down from the Father of lights. Scripture states in the book of 1 John chapter 1 that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Here in verse 5, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy, his compassion, his divine pity to have mercy on us is part of his nature. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 23 states, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." God bestows upon us fresh mercies, fresh grace, every day that sun rises upon us, for his mercy is everlasting. Psalm 136 gives over 20 reasons for the goodness and greatness of God, and after each reason, it states, "For his mercy endureth forever." All through that particular psalm, there's a reason for his greatness. All through that psalm, it speaks of his deliverance. It speaks of his provision. It speaks of his redemption. It speaks of his protection against enemies. Reason after reason that's stated, and after each reason that is stated on down through the psalm, the statement that follows is, "For his mercy endureth forever." We ourselves can begin to think of a multitude of reasons for the goodness and greatness of God in our life. And the caveat statement afterwards would be that his mercy endureth forever, that his mercy is everlasting. The great acts of God, his goodness, his grace toward us, in other words, is not because of us, it's in spite of us. It is because of his mercy endureth forever. It is because his grace is bestowed upon us. This teaches us not to give up when the going gets tough, not to give up, not to give in when temptation comes our way, but to know that God will make a way of escape, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 5 speaks of his truth endureth to all generation. This speaks of his consistency, his constancy, how he is unchanging, how he is faithful to the end, and we can trust in his faithfulness to deliver us, to keep us, to bring us through whatever storm we are going through. Psalm 100 is a psalm of praise. Psalm 100 is a psalm of joy that gives reasons and admonitions to praise the Lord and to celebrate his goodness. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 100. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.